Hi guys, my name is Lauren Curtis. I've been on social media since 2011, and since then I've grown a following of over 7 million people across my platforms. And I have learned a lot along the way. The Mental Makeover podcast shares real, very honest advice on all things happiness, body image, self-love, relationships, spirituality, and reaching your goals.
Hello, all of my single friends. I had no intention of recording this episode until my dear friend Cassandra, I don't even know if she would ever listen to this, but if she does, hey, thanks for tuning in. I saw her post, and I'm just dawdling right now because I'm trying to find the post. I saw her re-share a post on Instagram, and I clicked into it, and the caption was very... It encapsulates everything that I had kind of spoken about in one of my earlier like dating videos, but I feel like the title of that video, even though a lot of people listen to it, I feel like the title of that, no, sorry, not video. If I ever say video instead of episode or podcast, you know what I mean, but that episode wasn't titled correctly and didn't really like get my point across. But I want to read this caption to you, and it's a long one, so I'm actually going to break it down line by line and like add my little tidbit as I go down, because it's like a huge caption. And I actually haven't finished reading the whole thing because I wanted to read it and then speak to you guys about it as I was reading it. But it's for all of my single gals. I doubt any men listen to this. So all of my single gals out there that are in the dating world, and you may just... I don't know, maybe you keep finding yourself being treated badly by idiots or being played, or you just haven't found someone that you feel like is on your level and that wants the same things as you, or you keep finding yourself hurt and lonely or, again, being treated badly. This is for you, my lovely ladies. There's a difference between someone who likes you and someone who appreciates you. I feel like liking someone is, yeah, like, that person's nice, I like them, like, they're cool. Appreciating someone is, like, I acknowledge that this person has a lot of traits that are really good, and this person is a good person, and they add value to my life, and I appreciate them for that reason. There's a difference between someone who thinks you're convenient and someone who thinks you're irreplaceable. I mean, that one's pretty obvious. Someone who thinks you're convenient, they might like message you when it's late or when it fits in with their schedule, but someone who actually thinks that there isn't another person that could fit their schedule like you could, or no one can fill that spot like you could. No one can make them feel the way that you make them feel. There's a difference between someone who thinks you're hot and someone who thinks you're beautiful. I love that one because everyone can call you hot. Oh, she's hot. It's just like hot is purely appearance. There's no like depth to that. Beautiful, on the other hand, feels like it's more genuine, and it just feels like you're taking more into consideration than just their appearance and the way that they look. It's like the person is beautiful. Like, I don't know, this is the way that it feels more intimate is what I'm trying to say. It feels like more of a special compliment, and that fact is perhaps more of like the personality. In hot is just like a throwaway like douchey comment in the right context. Obviously, if your boyfriend said you're hot, that's not an insult, but if a boy that I was dating said, oh yeah, you're so hot, it feels like more of a sexual thing than I think you're so beautiful, which can still be sexual, but it just feels like it has more depth and more meaning behind it. It's like when someone says love you as opposed to I love you, it just feels more intimate. There's a difference between someone who likes you for your body and someone who likes you for your soul. That one's very self-explanatory. Someone who's purely with you because of your body and your appearance versus someone who's with you for that, but also for what's inside and your personality and your soul and your spirit and your attitude towards life and everything that surrounds that. There's a difference between someone who wants to spend quality time with you and someone who's just looking for someone to entertain them. I think a lot of women get that mixed up. We like to think that the people that we have crushes on or the people that we like do want to spend quality time with us, but a lot of the time, those people can just want a Netflix and chill, and it's hollow and shallow, and there's no actual depth to it. They have an intention, whether it be physical or whatever, they have an intention, and it's not just to share their lives with you, as lovely as that would be. It's not to be in your company and to learn more about you and to laugh with you and discuss things. It's like, let's have sex and I'll speak to you when I speak to you next. That is one that a lot of people tend to ignore or tend to make excuses about, like, oh no, you know, we do have chats, which is sometimes like that happens, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with that, but you've got to keep it real with yourself and know the difference. There's a difference between someone who wants to keep you in their life forever and someone who wants you for a little while. And again, that's something that we turn a blind eye to. You can always tell. I mean, look, we can always tell what someone's intentions truly are. We always have this gut instinct. Do you find yourself making excuses for someone or overthinking things a lot? Is someone making you play games? Do you have to like ask them what their feelings are? Do you have to ask them to spend time with you? Do you have to ask them what their goals are, what they want, if they want a relationship? I know I've been in that situation where I've never known and I've always felt like I had to guess, and that's gross. And when I asked for a clear-cut answer, that person made me feel like I was being like a stage 10 clinger, when really I was just asking someone who I was invested in whether or not I was wasting my time with them, if what we wanted in the future was the same. Because if it wasn't, I would have just left and let him do his thing and I would have done mine. You want someone who's going to give you straight answers, give you certainty, at least to some degree, not like obviously definitive answers about where they'll be in 1 year, but some kind of idea like, yeah, I do want a relationship someday, or I do want to have kids in the next year, or I don't want kids at all. Like, you should be able to have those conversations with someone, and they should be open and honest about their feelings. If they're not, it usually means they're just there for a little bit of fun, they don't want to take this thing with you too seriously. And depending on what you want, you need to make informed decisions about whether or not they're worthy of your time. There's a difference between someone who loves the idea of you and someone who's in love with you. Now, this one reminds me of the recent season of The Bachelor, when there was a girl who loved love. And if you're from Australia, you probably know who I'm talking about. She was a lovely girl, but she loved the idea of love so much that it seemed like she didn't even, like, she said that she was in love with The Bachelor after, like, literally spending 2 dates with him. And even the other girls were saying, I don't think she even loves him. I think she loves the idea of loving him. And it's the same thing with the roles reversed. It's like someone might love the idea of having someone to cuddle and to spend time with when it's late, or when they're feeling lonely, or when it's convenient for them. But as soon as the big stuff comes, like, you know, dates or spending time together in broad daylight on the weekend, or taking them to meet your family or your friends, or doing anything of importance or significance, then they're nowhere to be seen. You want someone who is proud to be spending their time with you and feels lucky to be spending their time with you, and who wants to show you off and introduce you to everyone and, like, you know, prioritizes you. That's someone who's in love with you, someone who couldn't imagine their life without you, not someone who can only imagine you in their life when it is convenient for them. There's a difference between someone who keeps showing what you mean to them effortlessly and someone who shows you only when you ask them to. And now that's a big one too. Again, like I spoke about earlier, you shouldn't have to constantly seek reassurance from someone. That should be given to you freely. I mean, everyone's different. Not everyone is as emotionally available as the next person. I'm very lucky that Reese is very open with his feelings, so I feel like we're amazing at communicating when we're happy or when we're sad or when we're angry or whatever. But you want someone who makes it known from day one where you stand, how important you are to them, and doesn't leave you feeling like you're not important enough to be able to be given those answers or that reassurance. Like, it should be there without needing to be asked for. And again, not everyone's like so open and easily able to speak about their feelings, but you can always get a gut feeling. And if someone's giving you like vague, mystical answers, then normally it means that they don't want to be honest with you. Because if someone wants you in their life, like why would they give you vague answers that don't really like actually add up to anything? Wouldn't they just say to you, I like you, like I want you in my life? But too often we're blinded by our feelings for someone that we make excuses and we're like, oh no, I'm sure he really does, or I'm sure they really feel like this. It's like, no, if they did, they'd tell you. Stop making excuses for someone who wouldn't make excuses for you. There's a difference between someone you can count on and someone who finds excuses not to be there. Similar to that last one. It's like, yeah, you shouldn't have to ask someone to come to important things with you, or just to join you in big events in your life, or to support you in those events or milestones. Like that should be a given, because that person wants to be there to support you and to see you happy and excited. And that's like, that's just, yeah, you're not lucky if someone wants to be alongside you and support you and lift you up and like be proud of you. That should be a given. But again, we make excuses for these people because we're clouded by our feelings for them. Someone should not find excuses and ways of getting out of situations that mean something to you. This one's cute. There's a difference between someone who sees a home in you and someone who only sees a vacation. That's cute. I think like the biggest compliment someone can give you is saying like you feel like home. Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. Again, self-explanatory. Someone who sees you as a bit of fun for a short period of time, which is what a vacation is, or someone who can see you in their lives forever. Like setting up a home with you, making a lifelong story with you, like having children or not having children, or living together or traveling together. Like someone who sees you there for the long term. Like you're always going to be a part of each other's lives. Or someone who's just like, you know what, this is convenient again for me, this just works out, you're fun, it's nothing serious. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it depends what you want. And if what you want and what they want don't line up, don't waste your time with them, because more often than not, they're not going to change what they want, and they shouldn't have to, because they're entitled to want that. And just to read the end of the post, they both exist, as in like all of the, there's a difference between this and then between that. They both exist. They both fulfill a certain need, but you have to ask yourself first what you're looking for and where this person is or where this person can meet you. You have to ask yourself if you're asking too much or you're just asking the wrong question. And most importantly, you have to be honest with yourself if you're with someone who's not on the same page, if you're with someone who doesn't love you the way you want to be loved, and if you know the answer and you're afraid to make a decision, you just have to do it, because there is nothing worse than living a lie. Nothing is worse than trying to find love and happiness in the middle of heartbreak and chaos. You can never bloom in the wrong environment. You can never shine with someone who doesn't see your light, because it can only be one of two things. There's no in between. It's either the real deal or another fraud. What a lovely little saying. Where is it? You can never shine with someone who doesn't see your light. Love that. I'll keep this episode short and sweet, but just serving it as like a little reminder for all of you who don't realize how incredible you are, and you're wasting time with guys that may seem like everything on paper, or maybe really, really attractive, or really, really fun, or really, really wealthy. I don't know, whatever it is that attracts you to them. But look, if you don't really, in the deepest part of your soul, feel like they're meeting you in the middle and that the feelings are reciprocated, or if you're constantly having to second guess yourself or ask questions or seek reassurance, I think you already know what the answer is. And I'm saying that from experience, because I've been there. I have been with someone like that a couple of times, actually. And I've also been with people that are super upfront, that tell me how it is. And I appreciate that, because I'm very upfront. I don't play games. I'm too old for that. Not that I'm that old, but I'm still too old for that. And I've never really been interested in that. And if someone makes you feel like a crazy person for wanting to know like what their goals are, even if you've just met someone and you're on a date, I don't think it's too much to ask this person, like, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a long-term relationship or just a short fling? Because your time is valuable and shouldn't be wasted just because someone can't give you a straight answer about something that should be very, very easy to give a straight answer about. It shows their lack of maturity, and that isn't even really someone you want to be dating anyway, because that's gross. So anyway, just a friendly reminder for you guys, you're incredible, don't forget it. And if you enjoyed today's episode, again, please leave a rating and review, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. And also, if you're just joining us, there are some episodes earlier on about dating and breakups and all of that not so fun stuff. Feel free to check it out if you're in the thick of it right now. But for now, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye, everyone. You're amazing. P.S.